Okay. Okay, let's begin. Begin the Gemara in Ham at Aleph. And then we have to begin that or go to the other two sugs in the Chumash. Gemara says, Darish Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora made a drosha. Why is Bar Kapora brought in? What does this have to do with Maseches Ksubis? So, the Hesber Pashtus is that Bar Kapora was the one who said the previous drosha that the Psubis Nisus Brevili Velis Bechamishi. And the Pashtus is, as we said, that we were poishit from the Braisa, that she was Nivelis Bechamishi. That was the Raya from the Gemara, that you can do the Halacha Lamaisa. You brought quarter of brisa. We're not choshish to cry or daita. So you can have lamais only it's just a brocha. Nivelis bechamishi because of a brocha. But in a chanami, if you wanted to do the bia on Wednesday, we're not choshish to cry or daita. Because if you're choshish to cry or daita, we would require the bia to be on Wednesday night. So that was how we had bar kapara. So the Gemara says, let's bring bar kapara vayter. The Gemara says, "Darish bar kapara gedolam asa sadikim yosim shemayim baretz." Greater is the mice of sadikim more than shemayim baretz. What does that mean? Why is it so that the sadikim are greater, the mice of sadikim? The shemayim dili b'shem b'masa shemayim baretz k'siv af yodin yasta eretz v'mini tipcha shemayim eretz and shemayim created with one hand. Vilu Beis Hamikdash, Vilu B'Masi Adayim Shal Sadikim, referring to Beis Hamikdash, the Ksiv, Machon L'Shivtecha Palta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem Karnu Yadecha. That means Yadecha with you, Shtei Yadayim. The Gemara asks, Hey Shiv, Bav Liachav, Reb Chiya Shmo. I thought Reb Chiya lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pshad is L'Maisa, Gemara says, in Sukkah and Dafchof, and Chum and Peivav, but even though Reb Chiya made Aliyah, but this is before he made Aliyah, Eretz Yisrael, that's why I called him a Bavli. That's why they called him Bavli. And he says, Hey Shu Bavli Achar Reb Chiya Shmo. Halo V'yabeshit, it says, V'yabeshit Dav Yitzaru. The creation of Arutz was created with Shtei Yadav. So if it's created with Shtei Yadav, L'maisa, we have Akasha. So Gemara answers, Yadav Ksiv. Yadav Ksiv without a Yud. So it says without a Yud. So if you look in the Mesorah, it's without a Yud. So L'maisa, if you look in the Mesorah, if you look it up, it's without a Yud. So Shemayim Arutz without a Yud means one hand. There's a problem here. Let's get everything down. We find, as Daniel pointed out in Seder, if you look it up in Tehillim, you see that that's not the case. The Marsha's Meir, all the Sifrei Tehillim, it says the word Yadav. It doesn't say Yado. It's a problem, Lamaisa. Very big problem. And this is a Gemara in Shabbos at Nunhei, where Tosis writes, the Shas is Cholek and Sfarim Shalifneinu Shakadu Bem Avirim. The Gemara points out, Tyson Shabbos and Ham Bay says the Shas quotes a certain word in Tanakh, and we have it in our Sfarim differently. Rabbi Kivager there, it's famous on Nun Ham Bay's Gun Shas lists 20 Mar Makaimis, where the Shas will quote a Pasuk and it's different letters that we have. It's interesting, this is not one of them. This is not one of the 20. But nonetheless, the Rashba has a famous tshuva that whenever there's a machloikis between the Chaseris and Yeseris, between the Sifrei HaMasoiris and Shas. So the halacha is that when it comes to halacha, when you have to, if it chaps an afkemina la halacha, you follow the Gemara. If it's an issue of Medrash, it's an issue of Agadata, so you can follow the Sifrei HaMasoiris. That's how the Rashba makes a distinction between the two. So Lomaisi, you see that what? You see it's not a problem. Frek the Gemara Maksiv Yatsaru, but Yatsaru is plural, that is Shtei Yadav, Amr of Nachabar Yitzchuk. It says Yatsu etzboisuk. It means Yado achas with fingers. Dechzi ki yeren shamecha maase etzbosecha yereach lechucham eshir konanta. So you see that Lamaisa, the Gemara says Yado is really one hand. So the Gemara asks the Kasha Meisvei Hashamay Mesaparim Kvod El Maase Yada Makira Rakia. So you see again it says Maase Yada referring to Rakia. Then Maase Yadaim is with two hands. So the Gemara answers Hachi Kamer. This is what it means. Maisi Adem Shal Sadikim Mi Magid HaRakia. The Maisi Adem of Sadikim, who tells us? meaning Maisa Yadav Tzadik is really the Maisa Yadav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaRakiya tells us, U'mayniu Matar, because the Rakiya generates the rain, because the Tzadikim daven to Hashem and they're answered. So that's the first Mahalich, the first Drasha that we have to see today at Bar Kapara. So, first thing I want to point out is as follows. Let's get it. The Turi Evin has a stirit in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says by us that Shemayim V'aretz were created biyad, but it says in Rosh Hashanah it was created with speech, b'maimer, asara ma'amaras bara oilam, mishnah novice. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah it was created with speech. So it's a stira. Was it created with what? The hand or with what? It's anthropomorphism. Was it created with a yad or with dibor? Stira mineobe. So lamaisa, we find, it says in the pasuk, V'ar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. So we have a stira. So the Aruch Lanier says the following teretz. There's a Gemara in Chagigi v'daf Yibbeiz and Aleph that asks a stira. In one pasuk it says, Breishis bar alakim esha Shamayim esha aretz. Shamayim is before aretz. And there's another pasuk that says, "Biyom Asosha Hashem Elokim Eretz Shemayim." It's mashma the Eretz was created first and then Shemayim. So what's Gemara's answer? Really, what Shemayim was created before Eretz, but when it's implemented in respective places, Shemayim was created before Eretz. But in the implementation of where they should actually sit and be, Eretz was before Shemayim. So who would Dinami could say the same answer? That Briya Shamayim V'aretz was created with speech, but it was implemented with Yadayim. You hear the word? It was implemented with Yadayim. That's what the Turi Evin wants to say, Pshat L'maisa. So let's get that down, okay? So it was created, L'maisa, with speech, but the implementation was with Yadayim. Meilin came. This leads us to another spirit, L'maisa, the Haflofrek, the Kashi. The Haflof says, it says in the Sugya, that Maisiyah Sadikim is greater than Briya Shemayim V'aretz. Because Maisiyah Sadikim is two hands, Shemayim V'aretz is one hand. Now, rain is greater than Maisiyah Shemayim V'aretz. This is a little bit difficult. The Gemara says in Taina Zayin Beis, we learned this summer, that Gadol Yom HaGshomim Bizmanenu Shenivru Bo Shemayim V'aretz. Mashmah, they're equal. Great is the day of rain that it has created Shemayim V'aretz. So you see that they're equal. Nechsam Sofer adds on by the Hakamas HaMishkin, says that day, the Gemara says, Megillah Yudim Beis, was a Simcha Lefnei Hashem as many like Shemayim V'aretz was created. So you see Beferish L'maisa that Shemayim V'aretz is one hand, Mikdash is what? Is with two hands. So how can you tell me that they're on equal footings? Another Stira, the Hakmar Shulet, the Hafloet. So the Nechsam Sofer says like this, there's no doubt Sadikim themselves are greater to Hashem than Shemayim V'aretz. But the days that the Shemayim V'aretz were created are equal to the time when the day of the Beis HaMikdash. The day the ramification had on the world are the same. But the Tzadikim L'maisa themselves, their goof, are chashuv more than the chefs of Shemayim V'aretz. That's the teretz of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so those two Gemaras that seem to say they're on equal footing means on the day they had equal ramification on the world. But like, to the chefs, Shemayim V'aretz is not on the par of what the Tzadikim Gufim. Okay. Memele, this leads us to the following. Bemisin, what does it mean, Beis HaMikdash is Maisi Adayim of Tzadikim? What does that mean? So Daniel wanted to say, L'maisi is Mechavein, Poshup Shat Rashi, L'maisi, that the Mikdash is built by Tzadikim. But what does that mean? Says the Shita Mukubetzis, let's get it, that the Tzadikim build it themselves with their own hands, as Daniel said. So that's what it means. So what does it mean, Daniel, when it says Konnu Yadecha, it's Mashah, it's built by Yad Yevishter? Because Maisa Tzadikim is called Maisa Yad of Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. We see that from the Gemara, by the rain. Okay. Memele, it says Konnu Yadecha. This is what the Shita Mukubetzis says, the Shita Yishona says in this Pshat. We started at 1L, you didn't get the email. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, no mice. Here, bring your desk. What did you say? Mice, the tzaddikim built it themselves. That's what it means. But we said mice of tzaddikim is called mice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mice of tzaddikim call it. I said at the end of Seder, towards the 11. Okay, sorry, you didn't get the email. The mice, but you see that the mice of Adam Shal tzaddikim is called mice of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so here. is a problem, Lamaisa. It's not Misparish in the Gemara as to which Beis HaMikdash is referring to. Rashi in Sukkah, Mem Aleph Omer Aleph, says that the Beis HaMikdash Shlichi will come down already built. Correct? What Dibra Maskel, Jacob? Dibra Maskel Inami, right? Who is this against? Please get it down. The Rambam. The Rambam in two places. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaMechira, says there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, also the Mikdash Shishkat B'Soichem, and the Rambam in Hilchos Molochim, in the beginning of Pirkei Av, says the Mashiach will come and will lead us in building the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, we will build Beis HaMikdash this year. According to Rashi, comes down in the Shomayim. So Lefi Rashi and Sukkah, obviously, what is it referring to, Yossi? If Argamor is referring to the Tzadikim building, it's got to be referring to Bayis Shlishi and Bayis Sheni. Because Bayis Shlishi, Lefi Rashi, what? Will come down ready rebuilt. The problem is, Rashi over there says, Mikdash Hashem Kanenu Yadecha, which is the same pasuk that's quoted here. And Rashi ala Torah in Shmos Perek Tevo, pasuk of Zion, says that, Ema sa yivne b'shtei yadayin, b'zman shashem yimloch li'oy lamvoyet, l'asid lovash kolam lucha shalom, when the Mashiach comes. So you see Rashi in the Gemara and on Chumash, says that that pasuk is talking about the Sadiq Shlishi, but it's coming down itself. But I thought the Sadiq you built it. Stocha stire. So the Jew is Diri Yotzev, says, when the Mashiach will come immediately, the Beis HaMikdash will come down in Eish, so that we can quickly make your Karbonos from the beginning. Then we will build it. So even Rashi's masking that in the beginning it will come down in Shemayim already built, but we'll build it. It'll come down because we want to be able to have Karbonos right away. This is what the Divrei Yotzev says. Koshin Mishpat Simin Pei Zayin. It'll come down the Eish Min Shemayim, so we can make your Karbonos right away, and then we'll start building a Beis HaMikdash edifice. Vasuli Mikdash. Our sugya is talking about dead binyan. Vasuli Mikdash. So even Rashi is masking that we will also have a big part in building. This is the pshat lamaisa that we want to suggest lamaisa. But I want you to get this machloikis. The Rambam in the three places. The Rambam in the beginning of the Mishnah Bechira. The Rambam in the Malacha Pirkei Av Nach. And the Rambam Hakdamah to the Mishnais and Seder's Royim writes, we will build it. Everyone, usually the Gedolei Rish Yeshiva say, "Was a Machleish Rashi and Rambam, will the Beis HaMikdash will we build it or will it come down?" We're seeing a Chiddush now that even according to Rashi will come down, but we'll build it too. The edifice.
What are we going to build?
We're going to build a structure, an edifice.
So what's going to come down?
A place where we can be makiv karbonis, the mizbeach, the mizbeach will come down in Eish. Shemiyad bebias hamishchiv yotzuchos shemish betzim beizan sekon zayin. Shemiyad bebias hamishchi yored Beis HaMikdash shel Eish.
Even Rashi,
we're going to end up building it correct. And that's the pshat in our Gemara. That's why we call it Maaseh Shel Tzadikim. Okay, Eli, you got this? Machloikas Rashi Ram, let's get it down. The Shita Yishon, not Lamaisa, the Sefer Zichron Sofrim. In the Sefer Zichron Sofrim, also the Sefer Afiki Yehudi, wants the Taina. Rashi says, Mikdash is Maaseh Yedei Tzadikim. It doesn't mean that tzaddikim build it themselves. It means with the schus of the tzaddikim's meisim and their tefillahs, the Eibishter will build the Beis HaMikdash. That answers all the kashas. Rashi didn't actually mean that we're going to build it. So that's Rashi the Shitaso fits in beautifully. So the matar, the rain that comes down mikoch tefillah, shows the massive tzaddikim. So that's two ways to frame for what that Rashi. Okay. However, the Shita Yishon in his first pshat says that mikdash is referring to the massive yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil HaTzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it for the Tzadikim. So it's considered Maaseh Tzadikim. There's a new pshat. The Beis HaMikdash was built for the Tzadikim, so it's considered Maaseh Tzadikim. And anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes is for the Tzadikim, it's considered he made it b'shei Yadayim. That's the pshat of the Shita Yishonim. And then the Chasam Sofer says, Maaseh Yadayim Shel Tzadikim. What does it mean? It means Lebrias HaTzadikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it b'shtei yadav. Chasam Sofer says, Maaseh Yadayim Shel Tzadikim means the kavanah is the Brias HaTzadikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them with two hands. And it says, Mikdash Hashem Kol Yadecha. Mikdash Hashem is the Maaseh Yadayim Shel Tzadikim that are called Yadecha. Meaning the Eibishter created the people with two hands. That's what it means. Here, Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with two hands. Okay, that's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say. So to summarize this pshat, Lamaisa, to summarize this pshat and Rashi again, let's get him. Machlish Rashi and Rambam, the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, will we build it? The Rambam says Rashi has come down by itself. Mele comes out to be a stira lemaisa, because what's it referring to then? It's referring to what? It's referring to Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni in our Gemara that we're going to build it, but it says Mikdash Shem Kodesh Yodech on that same pasuk. So we want to say the even Rashi's maskim comes down, and then we will actually build it. The other pshat is to say is that doesn't mean that tzaddikim build it that the because of the schus, but Hashem builds it, not the tzaddikim build it. And the Shiti Yishana says it means that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it first to the tzaddikim, it's called Maisa Tzaddikim. And the Chasam Sofer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds, when he builds the tzaddikim themselves, Mikdash Shem Kodesh is referring to what? The Masi Adayim Shal Tzaddikim. Mikdash Shem is Masi Adayim Shal Tzaddikim. It's really not referring to what? It's really not referring to basically Mikdash Shal, it's referring to tzaddikim. Yes, Shal, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe when it says Masi Adayim Shal Tzaddikim, it's talking about that tzaddikim had the capability to bring karbanos. And that's what they build it. Instead, like Rebbe said before, and the third base of Mikdash is going to come down in the fire, and they're going to build it.
Right.
That's what it means, that they're going to be able to make karbanos, which is like the yisod of the base of Mikdash.
Okay, good. So you're saying, but it comes down immediately, so we'll be able to be mocked with the karbanos.
I'm saying that's what it means when it says that.
Because it came down because of the tzaddikim. Could be. Very good.
What's
good.
The Chasam Sofer in the second
Pshat? Chasam Sofer says that it's not referring to Beis HaMikdash at all. Chasam Sofer says it's referring to the creation of tzaddikim.
Meaning future tzaddikim?
Yeah, tzaddikim themselves.
Tzaddikim
correct.
Do maise, like, good
yeah, Bria tzaddikim. Yeah. Tzaddikim. Yeah, that's what Maisei Adayim Shal Tzaddikim. That's what it means. Hamachunim Yadech, Lefi Shenivru B'Shtei Adayim, because Hashem created them.
So it has the Chasam Sofer explain Rashi.
He just is not saying Rashi, he's saying on his own. He's saying Pshat on his own, not saying Rashi. Shiti Yishana is saying a different Pshat also. He's saying that what's referring to since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it for that tzaddikim, it's considered Maisa Tzaddik. Okay. The Shiti Mekubetzis, we just said, the Shiti Yishana. We just said in the first Pshat says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it for the tzaddikim, so it's considered Maisa Tzaddikim. Anything Hashem creates Avram for tzaddikim is considered as if he did it B'Shtei Yadav. Okay. Now, I want to point out to you the Tosis on the bottom. Let's see the Tosis on the bottom. Daniel, go ahead. Tosis on the bottom. Let's go. The Ilu.
The Ilu was showing the Aretz Ksid Af Yadayim.
The Goyimri, go ahead. The Mashma.
The Mashma Chada Aflagav the Messiah. The Mashma Chada Aflagav the Messiah Krav Vimini Tipcha Shemayim.
Oh, it says in the end of that Pasuk another Vimini Tipcha Shemayim Aretz. Starts off with the left and then the right. Vamra B'Sholei HaKumitz Rabba.
The yad,
right, so Hainu what? So go ahead.
Kain,
so you have two hands in that puzzle. Don't tell me there's one. There's really two Tosis is bothered by. You hear the kasha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. So what's the teretz? Oh, he says that what? Shemai Marz, each one's created only with one hand. Aval. Excellent. But the Beis HaMikdash itself, my tzaddikim was built one maisa with two hands. So that's a higher madrega. That's mamash a higher madrega. So the yad in the beginning of the pasuk, right, what does the pasuk say? Daniel, what's the whole pasuk say? The whole pasuk says what? It says, Af yadi yasta arz v'mini tipcha shamayim. Yes? So it says, Af Yodi's left hand, the Gemara says, Menachos Yamini is the right hand. So each one is separate. So that's why it's not on the same Madrega. But there's a tremendous Chiddush here from the Marshal. Do you know what the concept of Bria Shemayim shows? What does Bria Shemayim show? Midas Arachamim. What does Bria Sa'aretz show? Midas Adin. Because people die on this earth. However, Rachamim is Chayim. There's Binyan Shalom. So he wants to say the right hand is referring to what? Midas Arachamim, right? The left hand is referring to Midas Adin. So the hand was created, Aretz was created with the left hand. Yadi Tipcha Aretz. The Yad is smallest. Yad is smallest. So you see that's what Tosis is pointing out. Shamayim was created with the right hand. So Betzalo, the Gemara says, was a bar mitzvah age of Daftan Heonez when he built the Beis HaMikdash. He was able to take the letters and build the Beis HaMikdash. So he's Mitzarif Midas Adin with Midas Arachamim. So the Maisa, that's exactly what it says in our sugya. That it says, Maisa Yedei Tzaddikim is based on Mikdash, is the Mishkan, was created with two hands, with the tzir of Midas Adin and Midas Arachamim. And the Marsha even adds on, he says, who built the Beis HaMikdash? Who are the architects of the Mishkan? Betzal Alihav. Betzal is from Yehuda. Yehuda shows Midas Arachamim, Hashem Avaya in there, in the name Yehuda. Shevet Dan is Dan Yedin Imo, Yedin. So the Shiluv, the confluence of both, was the building of the Mishkan. That's what he wants to tie, a beautiful pshat l'maisa. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash L'maisa is the confluence of Midas Adin with Midas HaRachamim. And the leaders, the architects of the Mishkan, was Midas Adin, Midas HaRachamim. Interesting. This is what the Maharshal wants to say, Chiddush. Okay, good. Also, I want to say over L'maisa from the Malbin. What's the difference between Shemayim and Rekiah? Shemayim is just is all inclusive of everything up there in Shemayim, constellations. The Rekiah is the place where rain and hail are created. So that's what it means, Magid HaRekiah, the rain that falls from the Rekiah. The Malbim says another pshat, there's a difference between Sipur and Haggadah. Sipur is telling over something that already existed. Haggadah is telling you something new. HaShamayim Misaprim Kevod Kel Umase Yadav Magid HaRekiah. Shamayim, the constellations were already, that's Misaprim. They're saying what already was created, Sheshem Ebrejus. Rekiah, what does it say? Magid HaGadah, something new. The rain is for creating something new. Zuck the Malbim. Beautiful pshat in Tehillim and Pirkei Avos.
Betzalel
and Aliyav. Aliyav from Shevet Dan.
So then why do we call the Haggadah Shel Pesach the Haggadah? We should call it this.
Ama Nivchor. The Ama Nivchor. We became a new nation. It's a creation. Haggadah.
But we're telling over a story that happened.
What do you mean? Chayiv Adam Lirasatzim Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Now it's happening, Daniel. Now. Remember? We're not retelling. We're saying now. The time machine, correct? The time machine. It's now. Very good question. That's a shot. Okay, next drush of Bar Kapara. Let's go. Right there in the Gemara, guys, because we got a lot to do. You can't just skip that. Got it. The Bar Kapara. He's putting shots for a reason. Let's go. Doris Bar Kapara. You should have a peg that's going to be on your ear. What does that mean? When you go out to battle, not just take out your weapons, you got to take a shovel. There's a mitzvah essay to dig a ditch and you go to the washroom out there when you go to the, when you have to go to the restroom. There's a mitzvah essay to build a ditch, you go there when you go out to battle. So take a shovel, it's a pasuk. I want you to get this down. The chinuch writes this mitzvah is only on men and not women because the women don't have to go out to battle. There's a mitzvah essay to build this ditch. It's only on men, not women. Interesting. I once asked, so why is it not in the Mishnah and Kedushin? You know the Mishnah and Kedushin says, what does the Mishnah say in Kedushin? Yeah, well, this is a mitzvah sese. Okay. Yeah, this is not a mitzvah zman grome. Maybe it's zman mechome. Okay, maybe it's zman mechome. But there's a lav. No, there's something else. There's a lav. You're not allowed to go be afraid when you go out to battle. That's only upon men and not women, says the Chinuch. I thought of it because this is an essay. I'm going to lav. There's a lav not to be afraid when you go out to battle. Chinuch says only on men, not on women. So Mechassinu asks, it should have been in the Mishnah. He doesn't ask on that one. He asks on a different one. Because the Mishnah says all lav and they're equal except for three. Right? Baal Tatami L'Mesim, Baal Taki, Baal Tashish. Should have been in there. Okay. But there's a mitzvah essay to take a shovel out with you. Al tikra zeh, added drasha though. Al tikra azeinecha el oznecha. Shemishma davar shein ahogin. Here's something that's not good. You should put your fingers in your ears and block it up. Now, I just want to point out, Lomaisa, it's also mechutzah a little bit if you do that, right? Guy says something, you know what I mean? So, but the Gemara is talking about everything's all equal. It's a musar haskel. You have to be careful about what you listen to. You have to be very careful what you listen to. I'm just saying, if you would actually do this, don't you think it would insult a guy? I think it might insult a guy, no? So you don't want to alienate him, but you got to use your discretion. The reason why Hashem built this is why. You should what? You should be able to close off your ear. Stop tikras enechal ozonecha. Shemishba davar shino hagen. You hear something that's not good. Yanich etzposu bonzo. Here he says, put your finger in your ear. Nechich etzposu. Put your finger in your ear. So that's the drasha. The etzpa, which is sharp like a peg, should be in your ear. Bishmashet when you hear something that's not hagen. Okay. You're not supposed to hear something that's not hugging. Very important.
You got something that's a peg, not a shovel? Yes, it is a
peg. Peg. It literally means, but here's the drasha. Yanich etzposu ba'aznav. It means, here it means, ki yaseh. Yaseh means like a peg and a shovel. Here it means the same thing. Should be al azinecha. What'd you say?
What's considered
shalom? Oh, so what does this mean? So let's get this. Mikan it's a raya, lamaisa. I want you to get this. Mikan it's a raya, says the Chofetz Chaim, Nichus Loshon Hara, Klal Lamed Vov, in the Mayim Chaim Sifkot and Beis. It's us to hear Lashon Hara, even if something is what? If you're not going to Mechavit, to Mechabal, the Dvarim. Let's say you're not going to totally ignore it. I don't care. Still an Isser. Now, is this the Yoraisa Drabonim? So he first starts off saying, you see from our sugya, Lamaisa, that it's only the Drabonim. There's no Raya from our sugya to Yoraisa because the Poshup Shah and the Puzzle referring to a shovel when you go out to battle. This is an added level. That's only an Asmachta. Okay? The Pshuta, the Puzzle, is talking about taking, you know, out the shovel when, to cover your excrement when you go out to battle. So this is an added level of interpretation. That's only Drabonim. But then he backs out of that and he says, no. He says, I don't want you to say Lamaisa, that it's not in the Siddhi Raisa. It's very possible that it is in the Siddhi Raisa. And the Chacham are just adding on a Maisa that you have to do, that you actually have to take your finger and put it in your ear. So the Gemara says for sure it's in the Siddhi Raisa. But the Gemara is adding on an extra Maisa you have to do if you hear something bad. And that means you have to close up your ear. So Lamaisa, and he says, it's very possible, and I want you to get this, that it's not just talking about Lashon Hara, it's talking about something that's not Hagen. Okay? And we're going to see later in the Gemara, it says even Dvarim B'Teilim. So that's how the Chofetz Chaim puts it together, that the Lashon Hara is just as equal to listen to Dvarim B'Teilim. Because if you start listening to Dvarim B'Teilim, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start listening to Lashon Hara. The fact that the Gemara couples the two together, Lamaisa, shows that really there's no difference between the two. That's what the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Shmiras HaLashon, Lamaisa, right there. Okay? The fact that a Gemara, it's Lav Dafka Dvarim Ha'asuru. Okay? It's even Dvarim B'Teilim. So we have to be careful about this.
It might be.
Now you have to know what Dvarim B'Teilim is. Dvarim B'Teilim is, it's like, you know, stam, if you're going to be making friendship with the guys, and you know, that's fine. But Dvarim B'Teilim is stam, to waste time. If you're talking about sports or politics, you may have friends because it's part of friends. That's friendship. That's fine. But stam, talking about mom is Dvarim B'Teilim, you know, L'shem Dvarim B'Teilim, then that's wrong. Okay, it says in the Gemara, you with your testimony, the Barta Bam a little bit Dvarim B'Teilim. Okay. Sach Sichas Schulin over Besse. Gemara says, if you speak Sichas Schulin over Besse. Okay. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, behind the Dumber of Elazar, that's exactly what Elazar said, Menei Ma'at Sposov Shalotim Domus Le'asedis, why are the fingers of a person similar to pegs? My Taima, what in what sense are our pegs, our fingers similar to pegs? Because they're distinct from one another. I guess pegs have different forks, like a pitchfork. Right? If you assume that they're what distinct from one another, like pegs, they're not mechubered with one another, the fingers are separate. Why does Rebbe Lazar Lomaisa ask such a kasha? Badu Rebbe Lazar Tomo, why they created this? Of course they're created differently. Each one has a separate job in the Beis HaMikdash. Now I want to be mazbe this kasha. Please get it. Rashi says that each one has a job in the Beis HaMikdash. So Shita B'Kabetz adds on to Rashi, the Kavanas Rashi. The Iker Kasha, the Gemara, is that each etzpa has really a purpose, L'Tzorkei Adam. The Gemara says even L'Tzorkei Beis HaMikdash, there's a different reason for every etzpa. But there's even L'Tzorkei Hedjit, every finger has a job. This is quoted in the Drasha Re'Evan Shoev. Please get it. There are five fingers, right? What is the Godel? What is the Godel? Which one is the Godel, guys? What'd you say? Godel is the thumb. What's the Godel for Tzorach Adam? To wipe your mouth. What's Etzpa? To Toch Anichirim, for your nostrils.
This is
Shittim Gubetzes, correct. The Etzpa is for your nostrils. Okay. It's for, with the tissue, of course. Lashonikiyus, right? Ama Lachusha Mishush. The taller finger is for being able to touch Lamishish Kochal Keaguf, because it's longer. So I guess to be able to, you know, if you need to scratch your leg or something, Kemitza is Lekaneach Ha'ayin. What's Kemitza? To wipe your eye. And what's the Yuzeris, the pinky, is to wipe your ear. So each one has a Tzorach Hedyet. But there's above that, there's a Tzorach for the Beis HaMikdash. And what is the Tzorach for the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, Kedam Ramar, Zu Zeris. What is Zeris for? The measuring of what? The Choshen. What's the Choshen? What are the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol? Zu Kemitza. What's Kemitza? For the Kemitza, they used to do like this, right? With the flower. Zu Amma. What's Zu Amma? What was the Amma used for? To build the for the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, right? For the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And for the Binyan of Mishkan and the Kalim. Zu Etzpa. What's Etzpa? For the sprinkling. Zu Gadol. What's Gadol? What was Gadol for? Which is the same thing as the thumb. Rashi says for the Mitzorah, right? To put the blood on the Mitzorah, the oil on the Mitzorah, right? Okay, so you see that's what it means, the Feirush, this concept. There's also Ashita Mekubetz at that time. There's another purpose of the Zeris. And the other purpose of the Zeris is, it can measure the distance between the Zeris and the Godel. I think what that means is that if you spread out your hands, if you go from the thumb to the pinky, it'll be the width of the pinky. I think that's what it means. It seems like it's a little bigger, no? But that's what Ishita Mekubetz points out. The Bryce didn't mention it, but there's another reason the Zeris has. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's what he says. That it's going to be the merchak that's measured between the Zeris and the Godel when your fingers are open. I guess from the thumb to the pinky is the width is the width of the pinky. Seems a little bigger, doesn't it?
Maybe to the wrist.
What?
Maybe to the wrist, maybe?
The wrist is something else, Lomaisa. The wrist is something else to the marpeg. The wrist is something else. But Lomaisa, the wrist is something else. But that's what I think the Shita Mekubetz is saying, that it's another difference. It could be. No, the Amma is the Mirchak from the Rosh Etzba until the marpeg. That's an Amma. Marpeg is still the fist. Okay? But nonetheless, the Gemara asks, these have different functions. So the Gemara says, Ella, ma tam, nishufus. No, what Rabbi Elazar meant is, why are they sloped? Ki yaseidis. Shim yishmat, davar sheino hagun, yanich etzposu ba'aznav. There it is. If you hear something that's not proper, you put your fingers in the ears. Tana rib yishmat, neima ozen kula kasha. Why is the ear completely hard? Va'alya. And the bottom soft rakish kishim yishma adam derushin a hagen. If you hear something that's not hagen, yochal al yelaku yukuf al yelasocha. You'll bend this part of the ear and you'll bend it in and you won't be able to hear. Tan rabban yishma adam azam dvarim betalim. You shouldn't listen to waste of time things in the shehein, because the ears are very soft and more delicate. All of the avarim the nichvos, they get burnt. Tchila levarim, they're the first to be burnt. So what does this mean, Lamaisa? What does it mean that the first to be burnt? So Rashi quotes here, he says that the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah that there was a goy that burnt hair off an animal in order to eat it. And it burnt off the head of the ear, the ear, even though it's quick to be cooked. So you see that the ear is the quickest thing to be cooked. It wasn't called bishlakim, because you just cooked it to get rid of the hair. He didn't do it with shame cooking, so it wasn't bishlakim. But he's just trying to show that that's the quickest thing to be cooked. So I want to just point out, let's get this. Halacha lemaisa. First of all, the Maharsha writes that the nature of our creation is that the bottom of the ear, ein sarach b'chilak atachna rach shel ozen. We really don't need this. What's the point of it? There's no point of it. There is a point of it. The point of it is to plug up the Lashon Hara. That's the point. Otherwise, it's extra. It doesn't play any role. That's goof of the Maharsha. This is why Hashem created it. For that purpose. Memela, this leads us to the kasha is, why in fact is this needed? Why isn't just enough like the two previous Gemaras we had to just put your finger in the ear? Why do you have to do this? So I want you to get this. First of all, in the Ein Yaakov, the Rif, it's not the Rif, the Rishon, he says when you put your finger in your ear, you can still hear a little bit. When you do this, if it's a complete fit, a better fit, you can't hear a thing. That's what the Rif says in the Ein Yaakov. The Maharal has a different shot. The Maharal says, interesting, Lamaisa. The Maharal wants to say, Lamaisa, okay, maybe we'll say, I'll leave the Maharal and the Chasam Sof, we'll leave that over Lamaisa for Sunday. I'll just say it over on Sunday, but that suffice to say the Rif in the Ein Yaakov says this pshat. Now, what I want to say today now is the Maharal that says, very interesting, he develops this theory, he says, who cares if the ears get burnt first? Sof kol sof, all the other Evarim are going to get burnt too. So he says, we're not talking about fire of Gashmias, we're talking about Srefas HaNefesh. And the Maharsha says, all the other senses, he says, there's a big difference, Lamaisa, when it comes to vision, Halacha Lamaisa. It's very clear the Chushri is Tali Be'inayim, and there's a Gvul. What's Mutter, what's Aser. But the ears, everything can go in very easily. So you can hear Dvarim B'Talim. You can hear Dover Iser. That's what it means, Nichvis Tchilis Levarim. The Iser is found much more by ears than the other ones. The Chofetz Chaim, though, that's what the Maharal says. He says it just has more, it's just bound to get more Isser. The Chofetz Chaim has a different shot, different than the Maharal. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he says, when you have things go into you, Ayidei Knisas Diburim Asurim to your ear, it goes into your heart, it's Mitamayu, and your whole body gets bad. So it's like an Eish that burns up a house, God forbid. It goes in there first, Lamais, and it burns up Lamais, anything it gets to first. So too, by Ruchnius, the first thing to go is it's Mitama, your hearing. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's the first thing that what's Maskel B'Isser, and that gets burnt up first. That's what he wanted to say. It's like a regular fire. That's the pshat he wanted to say. Okay, let's just do that top Taisus. Go ahead, Daniel. And then we got to get to the other two sugyas. We'll say over a few points on Sunday. But the Lamaisa, go ahead, top Taisus, go ahead.
Zegodel.
Guys, look at inside the top Taisus and Hamid base. Go ahead.
Zegodel, Pierce, Perpetrus, Inyan, Bahen,
Bohen. Bohen.
Bohen Yad de Mitzorah.
Right. In other words, when the Mitzorah's got to put the blood on his what? On his thumb. Right? Go ahead.
The Ein Nira. The Imkain Havel de Mimar Zeh Bohen.
It should have just said Bohen, right? It says Bohen in the Chumash. Why would it say Zeh Godel then? Go ahead. We were working on this next line. Go ahead, Vahod. You know what it means? He says, even if it wouldn't be distinct, let's say it would be put together, these two fingers, you could still what? Actually this, because they're talking about the thumb. You could still, the thumb is smaller than the other one, you could still put the blood on the thumb. See, if they're identical, if it's be two fingers, it's very hard to put the blood specifically on one and not the other. But this one is, even if they wouldn't, even if Hashem would put them together, you could still put the blood just on this. That's what he means. Oh, read it again. Even if they wouldn't be, even if they would be together, if they're not divided up, they're not separate. Matzah mashval bowen. You could still put the blood on that one. Shukatsumikul. You still could fulfill the avodah sawat mitzayir. So that's what he's bothered by. He doesn't agree with Rashi that bowen means mitzora. Go ahead. The nira.
Nira is in kmitza kamar.
Kedishnam nokos david alav meralav.
Mochek begodel milmala.
Ava what?
How you doing, Rabbi?
Yeah, sure. So you see that what? That the halach is that when you do the kemitza, you have to do it with what? With you have to do the avod of yamin. How do you do it? You do it like this. And you have to make sure that what? That the flour stays in, it doesn't fall out. That's what it means, mochek. You follow me? So that's what it means. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos referring to bohen, mitzayra, or is it referring to what? Or is it referring to what, guys? Mochek means you have to be mochek. You have to pull up all the what, all the flour, and keep the flour in your palm, the best of your ability. What'd you say?
How do you do that with the
bone? No, the bone you push off with it, Lamaisa. You push off with it. You're able to push off with it, and then it keeps the flour from staying in your palm and not falling off it. That's exactly what he wants to say. The pshat is Lamaisa of what of Taisus Lamaisa is arguing on Rashi regarding this din. Right, but you also have to keep the flour in the palm. So that's what he says. Read it again. Nira digital inin what? Nira little inin.
So the
inin kmitzak amar kibitnan. Mochek begodal mamal. What does that mean? What are you saying, Danny? It means to keep the.
He's saying I swipe away the top. Right, the excrement on like the top of the.
Right, but it's also to keep the flour inside and the stuff that you have on the outside you want to get off to as well. Now, how's your thumb going to be able to go far enough to get over there?
Maybe sitting like across
the... I guess that your thumb's got to be big enough. My thumb's, you know, it's hard to get. It's hard to get it.
That's because you can't use your other hand.
Right, you have to use the yamin. Go ahead. See, if you use your other hand, it'd be very easy. You can't. You have to do it all like this. But at the same time, Donnie keeps the flour inside. Okay? Very good. So it's a machlokes Rashi Taisus. What is it referring to? But I want you to get that second kasha that Taisus had a Rashi working at it in Seder. What exactly it meant, Lamaisa, this kasha. Okay? So we got the machlokes Rashi Taisus on this din. So the Gemara is saying, Lamaisa, that there's a tzorach also. For hejotos, each one is a tzorach that it's separate. Tzorach gavo, a chelik of them, a chelik of the fingers have a tzorach on the mechulakas. Not this one. This one could be what? This one could be just as good. That's why Rashi doesn't like what? Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because even if it was together, you could still what? Still put the blood on the mesorah. That was his kasha when he said it. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? That's what Tosfos is bothered by.
Don't you use the thumb for Malika? No? Don't you use that for Malika or no?
and I don't recall much. I don't think it has to be done with Malikim. It doesn't have to be done with Malikim. You have to check the din. Let's look up the, let's check the din. Okay, good. So Lamaisa, with the few other points we'll have to finish up with on Sunday, but let's get to the two sugyas I want to get to now, Lamaisa. And then we go, Lamaisa, we have to get the Chumash. Let's get to the sugya. You got it now? Samach Amid Beis. Let's see the Gemara, guys. We got a lot to do here. Samach Amid Beis in the Gemara. Gemara says an amazing thing here. Chiddush Niflin. Okay? He got it in the middle of the Yomid. Arisei, there's a whole shaila if a woman is nursing and her husband died. We paskin, you can't marry the woman unless she's from 24 months. Because if she gets married and gets pregnant, she'll stop having milk and the baby might be endangered. You follow me? Menekes chavera. Let's say a woman's married, has a kid, she's in, and her husband dies. So you have to wait 24 months. Halacha lemaisa, the Gemara says. Halacha lemaisa, 24 months, because we don't want the baby to die. Because if she gets remarried and becomes pregnant, her milk will stop, the baby might die.
Where is it on the dot?
Samachum and Bay is in the middle. Okay? So the Shiloh, that's not germane to us. So, yeah, real quick, Daniel.
Why would someone, even if a husband didn't die, why are they allowed to have another child within 24 months?
Because they're going to take care of it. They'll hire a wet nurse. The new husband could care less. It's not his kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good kasha. But with formula, the Shiloh is where this applies nowadays. One of my Rebbeim Shmuel Talener and so had this Shiloh. Not himself, but with a relative, Lamaisa. Because now everyone uses formula. Right. But still, it's a din. Still, it's a din. It's in Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. Arisa de Abai, the sharecropper of Abai, Asla Kamida Abai, came in the presence of Abai. Amale, Maoli Aris. He doesn't want to marry her. He wanted to do Arisin, just Kedushin. Was going to live with her. Maoli Aris Bechamisha Sarchodesh. 15 months already. He said he wants to marry her. He doesn't want to know what's the chopper. You got me? Amale, he said, you know what? I'll paskin for you. Amale, Chada, first of all, Remei Rebuta, Allah Rebuta. First of all, I'll paskin like Rebuta. Rebuta said, really 18 months, but Abai says the milk will last another 3 months even if she became pregnant. So it comes out to be, what, 15? 15, even Rebuta would agree to 15, because Abai holds, even if she became pregnant right away, her milk will still last another 3 months. Number one. Number two, Vo Beishame Beisil Lachke Beisil. According to Shimon Gamliel's pshat over there, Beisil definitely says it's okay. Vamar Ula Lachke Rebuta. And Ula says the Lachke Rebuta. Vamar Mar Ukvali Hitterli. Vamar Mar Ukvu. Li hitter b'chanina laseis lacha chamisha sarchodesh. He says, Marukva said that b'chanina matan him get married after 15 months. Kolshken that liaris, you don't even want to get married. You don't want to have nesuin bia. You just want to have erusin. So Abai paskin up, no problem. Kiyosel lekamid of Yosef. They come in the presence of Yosef. He says, what are you talking about? You forgot the din. He says to Abai, Amalei Rava Shmuel darmitar v'atzrichin la'amtin asur v'arba chodesh. You got to wait 24 months. Chutz miyom shenolabo, except for the day he was born. Chutz miyom shenisarzabo, except for the day of the kedushin. So Abai says, "Rapoina shaloi." You're right. Rahat basrei. Rahat means he ran after this guy who asked him to shaila, the sharecropper, plus a parse, three parcels. V'amri la parse b'chala. Some say it was one parse in sand. You know, to run in sand is not bashin, as we all know. But he still ran. Can you imagine Abai, the Gadol HaDor, v'lo adruche? He didn't overtake him. So he never got to him. Amar Abai says, unbelievable. Hai milsa damar Rabbanan. He says, if you want a paskin a shayla, afilu bias of the kutcha. Even eggs with milk. Now what does this mean? Let's get it down in our notes now. Tosfos quotes the Aruch. He says, is the shayla eggs with milk? Everyone loves cheese omelets. Of course eggs with cheese is mutter. No, eggs with milk. That can't be what it means. It means eggs that were inside a chicken when he shechted it. Are those eggs fleishig to eat with milk? They're not. But that's a little bit more of a shiloh you need to think about. So even that shiloh, which is something to think about a little bit, you can't paskin in front of your Rebbe. Amar Abai, milsa damar rabbana, afilu biyasa b'kutcha lo shlishri inish b'makom rabbe. You cannot paskin in place of your Rebbe. Now get down in your notes. The shach in your day, in Simon Reishman Beis, says Beferish, the Shach says Beferish, Reishman Beis, he quotes a Ran, we don't know where the Ran is, but it's Poshup Shad, it's Rashi, that even a Dover Poshup, cheese omelets, you're not allowed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. Yeah, we're going to say, we'll see B'makom Rabbi, but there's a machloikis and the Shach Paskins like this. Even something, Reish Membeis, even something that's so simple. See, the Aruch said it wasn't so simple as eggs inside of the chicken. Okay, that's still you can eat with milkos. That's a little bit more of pilpling. It's a chutzpah to Paskin that in front of your Rebbe. But something that's a davar pashut?
What's the davar pashut again? What's the
case? A cheese omelet. Can you have eggs with cheese? That's a davar pashut. I mean, who says that's a problem? The Shach and Reish Membeis Sifkon Tedvav quotes a Ran. As I said, we don't have this Ran. But he says, still a davar pashut, you cannot Paskin in front of your Rebbe.
Where did someone Paskin in front of the Rebbe here?
Oh, we're going to see. It was in Rav Yosef's Makom. It was Rav Yosef's Makom. If you look in Rashi there, what does Rashi say here? What does Rashi say here? Biyasub akutchel. Right? What does Rashi say there? I think it's in Erevin, no? He says Milsub Shiti. Doesn't say it here. So even though we can't find the Ram, we can find the Rashi. So the Shach is backed up by Rashi. We pass him like that, Ladina. So Machloik is the Ran and against the Aruch. When it says Biyasub akutchel, does it mean a little bit of thought? Or does it mean even a davar pashut you can't pass in front of your Rebbe? And we should be makbid like the Shach. This is scary stuff. Moira Allah b'fnei Rabba, the Gemara says in Erevin, Samach Beis, Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa, we know that from who? Nodav Aviyu. Right? That's one of the Svaras that they died.
Samach Beis
Manal. Samach Beis Manal b'Erevin. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Haimil Sadam Rabban, Lafil Biat the Bechutcha, Lolisha Inish B'makam Rabbe, Lomishum the Mechsekapi Kursa. Doesn't mean that doesn't not because you look like an apikiris, meaning that you're a mechutzef. El mishum lo masiata milse, because he had no siata d'shmaya when you make up sack in front of your rebbe. Why lemeimer the ha'ana avik amir nole lahad rav shmuel? Because Abai says I knew this been a rav shmuel. Filochin lo mastayli lo milse lemeimer, but I forgot about it to say it. So look at the small taisus there, Daniel. Go ahead. Ki afki apikirusa. Go ahead. You got to do the dimur maskul. Go ahead. Okay, please get this down. Tosis is saying there's no doubt in the back of evidence says Abaye was a Talmud of Yosef. There's no doubt. Tosis says in Sanhedrin, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there's a concept called Nativus Yeshua. So you can ask your Rebbe for permission to Paskin. There's no doubt Abaye did that. No doubt. That Abaye did that. There's no doubt that Abaye asked permission from Rav Yosef to Paskin Shilas. The problem is, and I want you to get this down, the Gemara says in Erevin Samach Beis Menaf that if you Paskin the fun of, you're Chayiv Misa. If you Paskin Shaloba fun of, it's still Osir. Get the Gemara in Erevin Samach Beis Menaf. If you Paskin the fun of, you're Chayiv Misa, Shaloba fun of, it's Osir. The fun of, you're not allowed to Paskin Chayiv Misa, Shaloba fun of, it's Osir. With Netilas Rishus, please get it. Tosfos says it's mutter, halacha lemaisa, if it is chutz mishalosh parsals. If you are outside three parsals of your Rebbe, with Netilas Rishus you are allowed to. But if you're within three parsals, even with Netilas Rishus, it is usur for a Talmud to paskin b'fnei his Rebbe. That's what Tosfos says in Sanhedrin Hamad by his dear Masko Elul.
I don't understand if he's three parsals away, then he's not b'fnei a rabbi.
No, he is. Because the place is the whole city. Rav Yosef is the whole city. It was a big city. So even though when he issued this psak, and this is what the Magid Mishnah says, Meir Simcha, very good. Not the Magid Mishnah, the Kesed Mishnah.
Perikei,
that's Tosfos and Hedrin, Hamid Beis. Tosfos Vayas says he was definitely known to Rishus. Definitely was known to Rishus. But the Kesed Mishnah says, Ichos Tamatara, Perikei Alecha Beis, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Abaye surely was known to Rishus from his Rebbe. It was mutter for him to paskin. But the problem was, it was outside Shalosh Parsos, Yossi. It was outside Shalosh Parsos. And even though Lamaisa, he had permission to paskin, it's still not right. He didn't have a siyata d'shmaya. You have to use your seichel. There's a fifth Shulchan Aruch, as Rav Kain Shlita always says. You follow me? Befon of his chayiv misa. Shalom befon of his asr. But Lamaisa, if you have Netilas Rishus, it's asr tok shalosh parsals. Chutz mishalosh parsals, it is mutter. Takes away the isr, but it's a lack of siyata d'shmaya. That's how they learn up this pshat. That's the first malach we're going to say in this gemara. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? This was the chiddush that Abaye learns. Now, why is Netilas Rishus not work? Why does Netilas Rishus not work? Tok shalosh parsals. So the Turi Eved says in Megillah Chav Zayin and Beis, you could say b'shem the Ravid, that mechila only works on kavod. It doesn't work on bezayin. A rabbi can be mocha on his kavod. A parent can too. But he can't be mocha on his bezayin. He cannot be mocha on his bezayin. Memeila, tolshol is persos, no matter what you do. If you paskin tolshol, that's a bezayin. Therefore, netilus yeshus doesn't work. Therefore, netilus yeshus does not work. That's the first mile if you want to save pshat in this gemara. Okay? So we're learning that it was b'makom Rav Yosef, outside shalos persos, the netilus yeshus did work. However, it still wasn't right. It was a lack of siyata d'shmaya. He should have avoided completely b'makom the Rav Yosef. Okay? It wasn't apikursa what he did, because he got netilus yeshus, and that was chal. That's the first mahalach. Second mahalach, though. Because it's still b'makom Rav Yosef.
And if he's not there?
Still b'makom Rav Yosef, correct. Still, it was his ear. It was his ear. That's the first mahalach. Let's point this out. Tosfos says in Erev Din Samach Beis, please get it, that this whole issue is talking about when someone asks you a shaila. If we're talking about a lamdis, there is no problem at all. The whole sugya doesn't start. We're talking about a halacha lamaisa when someone asks you a shaila, a bol lamaisa. Samach Beis and Beis Meir Simcha Dir Maskel Mahu. The whole shaila is the isra of Moira Allah b'fnei Rabba is only when a maisa comes in front of you, a real shaila. If we're talking about in theory how we paskin in the Gemara and Rishonim, then a Talmud can paskin right in front of us. It's not paskin, it's all lumdus. Okay, that's Tyson narrative. Also, I want to point out another dispensation where it's okay. Let's say a Rebbe and Talmud are walking across on the street, and the Gemara says, Daniel, they see a guy about to do an isra. The Talmud could say, stop! Stop what you're doing! Isn't he passing in front of his Rebbe? No, lahafresh mi yisr is mutter. Because ein chokim kavod l'rab, b'mokim sheish chil Hashem. You don't give kavod l'rebbe with it. Who's the ultimate at Rebbe? The Eibishter. So lahafresh mi yisr is mutter. So this is the first mahalach.
That's
what I'm saying. There's a special heter, though.
It's not usher, meaning like, you're passing.
Yeah, but it's to save a guy from being over an yisr. He says, don't do that! Help! Stop! It's the Hafrish Minister, that's why it's okay.
The case from Aaron isn't passing with Nehrabah. I don't know why it's even big yet, they're more with Nehrabah, but they're just handling a subject.
No, the two points we said. If the whole Isser of Moira Allah of Nehrabah's Chayavis is only if a Shaila comes in front of you. If you're doing Lomdus, it's Mutter.
Right, that's one point.
The other point is if the Rebbe and Talmud are walking on the street and they see a guy about to do an Isser, the Talmud yells out, stop! You think maybe that's possible for his Rebbe? It's not. Because there's a cloud. Makom she'esh chil Hashem ein chokin kavod l'rav. The ultimate Rebbe is the Eibishter. Okay, so that's the first mahalach in the Gemara. Yes, Jeremy, go ahead.
Isn't the case of when you're
asked
the Shaila also about
Rish Minister? Well, that's a real thing. They can send him. Send him to the Rebbe. Send him to the Rebbe. It's not about to happen, right? He's coming to ask you. Okay. Go quickly, Daniel. The two Daniels. Yeah, then we got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Abai is paskening from Tanom. So somebody hold up about, since when do we go by Rav and Shmuel when you have all these Tanom supporting?
Well, Rav Tanom, Pollock, we know, and then Shmuel Abai. So we said, if remember the whole support, and Tias Adas and 100%. So that's a good point, but that's what we assume. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Many of the Rabbanim, even the Sishiva, are Tamidim of Shechto, let's say.
Right.
None of the Rabbanim here.
I don't like the paskin in front of him, Lamaisa. If you don't know the Shaila, he's always going to Rishus, Salah Lamaisa. If it's in the safer, there's a kula. But I don't feel comfortable. A lot of times I see Shasta of Shechter, it's complicated. If it's in the safer, not possible, just pointing out the safer. Pointing out the Marmachal. So it's not really a psak, Lamaisa. That's what he says, Lamaisa. But I also don't feel comfortable, Lamaisa, if it's a complicated Shaila. Okay. Then there's a second mahalach, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agroah. The Bir Agroah says an amazing thing. Says the Gaon, unbelievable, Resh Mem Bei Sifkat and Ches, in your day, that when we say that Rishus, Netilus Rishus does not work within Sholos Parsos, that's only by a Rabbo Muvak, who's taught you most of your learning. That's only by a Rabbo Muvak, that's taught you most of your learning. Okay, yeah, I don't have. Rabbo Muvak. What's it then? Rabbo Muvak, the Tilus Rishus does not work, Tol Shalosh Parsals. But he says, by Rabbo Shaina Muvak, Rabba Muvuk has taught you most of your learning. We don't have a Rabba Muvuk nowadays. Because the Sforim, says the Ma'arik. Our Sforim are mostly our Rebbeim, taught us most of the Chochmah. Okay, sometimes we say it, if you have a special Rebbe, you say Rabba Muvuk. But Lamaisa, Pashtus is no halacha Rabba Muvuk, Bizman Hazeh. But says the Gom, in the Gemara, he says, Netilus Rishus does not work within three persons, only by Rabba Muvuk, Dani. But by a regular Rebbe, it does work. So Abaye's Rabba Muvuk was who? Rabba, no. Rav Yosef was his Rabba She'ino Muvak. Rabba was his Rabba Muvak. Memela says the Gon, Rav Yosef was not his Rabba Muvak. Memela, there was no Isser to Paskin. You follow me? There was no Isser to Paskin Shalom B'Fanam when he had Rishus. It just what?
The Gon said that?
Yes, it's just there was no Siyata Nishmai. Meaning it was Tov Sholos Parsos. Where the Tilus Rishus does work for Rabba Shana Muvak, it still wasn't right though. That's why he had no Siyata Nishmai. What this opens the door for us is us to say over to Briskarov, Lamaisa, the first Briskarov on the Rambam, in his Sefer, unbelievable. The Briskarov develops a theory, Daniel, let's get it down. The Briskarov develops his theory. Please get it back. Because there was one before you forgot to, but I forgot to remind you. The Briskarov says that the Rambam develops a theory that there's a difference between Rabba Muvak, Rabba Shena Muvak. Rabba Muvak, Rabba Shena Muvak. Unbelievable theory he develops. If you look in the Rambam Perikei, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam mentions Mechila, that a Rabba Muvak can be Mochel on his covenant. Pirakei, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph. In Pirak Vav, he never once mentions Mechilu. Never. By a Rabba Shena Muvak. Now, the Kesavisha says, big deal. Of course it works by a Rabba Shena Muvak. It's just a Chiddush, you'd have thought it doesn't work by a Rabba Muvak. Kamashman, it does. Please get that down.
One more
time. Yeah, the Kesavisha just points out the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention is no big deal. Of course Mechilu works by Rabba Shena Muvak. I would have thought maybe it doesn't work by a Rabba Muvak, so he had to mention it. You follow me? That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes Beferish. It's a Kol Shekin, correct. The Briskarov says, I disagree. The Briskarov says there's a fundamental difference between Rabba Muvak and Rabba Sheino Muvak, which is a generic Talmud Chacham, we'll call him. When it comes to a Rabba Muvak, there's a Chiyuv of Kibud and Mora. Kibud Vimora. What is kibud? All the positive things. Feeding him, drinking, giving him food, clothing him, bringing him in and out, standing up for him. When it comes to a generic Talmud Chacham, all there is hidur. Adarta p'nei zakim, you should beautify him.
Kibud and...
Kibud vimora. Fear are the negative things. Don't contradict him, don't sit in his seat. By a generic Talmud Chacham, it's just hidur. Adarta Pnei Zakein. A regular generic Talmud Chacham is a din of Hidur. But there's no din of Kibud V'Moira. And therefore, when he discusses the Chiyuv to a Rabba Muvak, he uses the Lashon Chayiv. Why does he learn Lashon Chayiv? Because you're Chayiv to him. He's the one that's the address. He's the one that generates the Chiyuv and Moira. And he is the one who has the ability to be Moira. Because it comes from him. By a generic Talmud Chacham, he just says mitzvah lahadra. Because he doesn't generate it. It's the Torah that you're being mechabed. And therefore he doesn't have the bilus to be Michael. He does not have the bilus to be Michael, a generic Talmud Chacham. Because it's an inning of Hidur. You're being mechabed really the Torah. Whereas when it comes to Rabbi Mug, you're chayef to him. If you're chayiv to him, he has the bilus to be mechal on that. And it's superimposed. Tosis and Baba Kama says like this Rambam. Tosis and Baba Kama and Mamal from an Alpha ask, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Why do you need that pasuk? I mean, they say Vatakum. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is referring to a Rabba Muvak. Mora. There's a fundamental difference between the two. It superimposes. Of course he's a generic Talmud Chacham and greater, but qualitatively he's different. He has the ability to be Michael. Memeilet. If you see the Rabba Muvak from 10 miles away, you have Superman vision. Daniel, you're mechuyev to get up. Stand up. Mole Enov.
Where is he sitting?
Rambam says it beferish.
10 miles away.
He says Mole Enov. Doesn't say 10 miles. He says Mole Enov. That was my translation in English. Okay? Mole Enov. Whereas when it comes to Rabbo Shena Muvak, it says Arba Amos, only 6 feet. And what's the story by a parent? What does the Rambam compare Rabbo Muvak to? In Hilchos Ma'amrim, I gave you Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. He compares Rabbo Muvak to your parents, Horim. And he says for Horim, it would also be Mole Enov. He compares Rabbo Muvak to parents. He never compares a generic Talmud Chacham, Lo Mashvel Lahorim. He doesn't compare it to parents.
And the Dimyon is in running to go see him once it's Molina?
Yeah, you have to stand up. Also by a parent, Bison. He compares the two. Rabbi Muvak to a parent. Memele. What about in the Beis HaMirchatz? Beis HaKise. Is that a place of kavod, of beautification? No way. Ein Din Hidur. The Beis HaKise. Ubebeis. HaMerchatz. He says, however, the Rambam never mentions that p'tur once by a Rabba Muvak. If you see a Rabba Muvak in the Beis HaKise or Beis HaMerchatz, you have to stand up for him. Because it's not a din of Yidur. It's a din of Kibud V'moire. Ein p'tur b'beis Knesses. Ein p'tur b'beis Merchatz. U'beis HaKise. Because it's fundamentally a different concept. Fundamentally. Fundamentally a different concept. We'll get to the kashas. Let's build up the mahalik. This is what the Brisker Rav wants to be mechadish. The Brisker Rav wants to be mechadish a fundamental difference. And that is why he never mentions what? He never mentions mechilim. Never does he mention mechilim. The mele, it could very well be. And this is what he claims. That is why there's a fundamental difference how to understand the Gemara of the Kiddushin. What is the Gemara and Kiddushin referring to? The Gemara and Kiddushin says Rava was a waiter at his son's wedding. When you're a waiter at someone's wedding, obviously you're going to milk on your cover, right? The Gemara says when he was waiting on people, a few of them, the Rebbeim, didn't get up for him, and he got upset. Rashi says in the Gemara on Kedusha, why did he get upset? Because they could have gotten up a little bit. According to the Rambam, so this is what Rashi says, Lakum Ksas. According to the Rambam, though, why did he get upset? Because they were Mechuyev to get up Mikar Adin. Because he wasn't the Rabbo Muvak, but he was a generic Talmud Chacham. He was a Rabbo Shena Muvak. And it's not Nitam B'Mechila. So even if he's acting as a waiter, they're Mechuyev to get up within Dalan Amis. And I added on the Maisa, according to the Brisker Rav, it's not that he was getting angry at them as personally. He was getting angry at them that they didn't fulfill the din. It's a Brisker Vort. He wasn't angry at them that they didn't get up for him. You didn't fulfill the din. Like we said from the Rav, right? The Rav, why did Moshe Rabbeinu cry on his own obituary? Because there's the only 8 psukim in the Torah that they weren't in the Scottish Miyad. All the psukim that he wrote always in the Scottish Miyad. This took a delay until he died. Mimele cried over that, the Rav said. That's a Brisker Vor. We're saying, according to the Brisker Rav, the reason why he got up something, you didn't fulfill the din. According to Rashi, it's because they should have gotten up a little bit.
Where's the morning tradition?
Lamed Beis and Beis. Sarich lakum, mikar adin. It's not considered to be what? Nitam l'mechile. The Gemara Kedusha really doesn't apply because rak lo medubar b'rabba muvak. It's not talking about a rabba muvak, so it doesn't even apply. So memele, he ends the piece by saying, my whole shtickle Torah, the Kesef Mishni started off with, he ends up with the Mechaber. What does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says that you can mochel on Hidur. The Kesef Mishnah Mechaber, the same tzaddik, the Beis of Kara. He says Mechila works by both, even by Kibud V'Moir and also by Hidur. Let me give you the Marmar. Where does the Shulchan Aruch say it? Shulchan Aruch says it. I'll give you the exact Maramakum. In your day, I thought I had it down here. I think it's Reish Mem Beis, the end of the Sif. The last Sif, Reish Mem Beis. Reish Mem Beis, Reish Mem Beis, last Sif. So you see how intellectually honest the Brisker Rav is. He begins the piece with the Kesef Nishi, ends it with the Mechaber, but he says he thinks that the Rambam distinguishes between the two. So I want you to get this down. Okay? Now, I heard many years ago, we'll get to your Kasha, Daniel Navron. Heard many years ago a Kasha from a big Talmud Chacham in New Haven, Connecticut, who asked the following Kasha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, that if a Talmud's at as Rebbe Seder, and I've had the schus to have Daniel at our Seder, how many years have you been by the Seder? Two. Okay, and counting. Welcome to be in our Seder if you guys work at the hotel we're at for Pesach. Be a great schus. So, can a Talmud have Haseba at his Rebbe Seder? Can he lean? So the Rambam writes, he only if the Rebbe gives him Rishus. He says, if he's a Rabba Muvuk or Rabba Shena Muvuk, he must give Rishus. Frektis Talmud Chacham in New Haven. I thought a Rabba Shena Muvuk can't be Michael. According to the Brisker Rav. How could the Rambam write that a Rabba Shena Muvuk can be united to Rishus? Legabi Haseba. You got the kasha? Legabe Haseba, Eich, Rabo, She'eno Muvak, Notel, Rishus. You hear the kasha? Bam kasha. So, Rav Belenson, you guys know Rav Belenson? His father should have a Rafu Shlem, is very ill. The Mehiris. So his father, I used to be able to talk and learn with him. He's a great Talmud Chacham. So he once saw me. He said, "So what am I going to speak about?" It was before Pesach. So I told him this kasha. He said that Rav Goldvich Zatzal, the Rishu Kiryam, has a whole shtickle Torah on this kasha, and he got it for me and he sent it to me. What was the territory of Rav Goldvich Zatzal? He said like this. He said it. It said, what is Netilus Rishus there? Daniel, I say to you in my Seder, relax. You're in a comfort zone. I want you to be able to express Cheiris. I turn the light off and I say, now you can do Haseba. That's not a Mechile. That's a switching off the light and creating a new zone. The comfort zone where you can express your Cheiris. That's not called Mechile. And I thought it fits because the Lashon was Netilus Rishus. Mechile wasn't used. It was Netilus Rishus. You follow me? So it's not against the Brisker Rav's theory. What'd you say?
Netilus Rishus is like you're giving a head.
But I'm saying in this context, it is creating a zone where you can express your Cheiris. Mechile. It's not a Mechile. It's not Kiva Vamira. This is the Terrence. So I wanted to just add on. It's interesting. With this Vilna Gaon, we have three contexts. Kiva Vamira and Hidr straight up. Rabba Muvuk, Rabba Shem Muvuk, Kiva Vamira, you can be Mochel. Hidr, we said he can't be. What about Paskin in front of your Rebbe? What about that context? What did the Vilna Gaon say? By Rabba Muvuk, what's the din? By Rabba Muvuk Halacha L'Maisa, what's the pshat? Rishus does not work. Tok Shalosh Parsos. That's by Rabba Muvuk. Here it's the opposite. Rabba Muvuk, we said when it comes to Mechilus, I call it Rabba Muvuk works. Right? Keep more. Rabba Shem Muvuk can't be Mochel on Hidur. He can't be Mochel. But Netilus Rishus for Rabba Muvuk is considered to be what? Netilus Rishus. For Rabba Muvuk, Lagabi Paskin in front of Rebbe, doesn't work. Rabba Muvuk, Lo Mawil. Lagabi what? Lagabi Hasebe does. Lagabi Moira Halochin. Whereas Rabba Shaina Muvuk Ataka works. So there are three contexts. Where does Mechila work? It works by Kibbe Moira, by Rabba Muvuk, by Rabba Shaina Muvuk. There's no concept of Mechila, because it's only Hidur. By what? By passing from the Rebbe and two Shushus works Tulsos Persos for a Rabbo Shanimuvuk. Rabbo Muvuk, it doesn't work. But by what? But by Hasebit, the two Shushus works by both. Because it's not a Mechilin there. It's just expressing, it's just telling the fellow, relax, you can what? You can express your Cheres. That's the Chiddush we want to point out here in this Gemara. There are three contexts. Now we had two Kashas. First Daniel and then Avram. Go ahead.
Just a Kasha.
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Is why is it that, wouldn't it be like a Kavachomer? Like, I don't understand what the Brisker Rav had against the Kesem Mishnah. If a Rav Muvuk is also just a Stam Rav, so why does he not generate Hiddur?
That's the four. Because that's what I'm saying. It's qualitatively different. It's not like superimposed and it builds upon it. It's the Hiddur by a generic Talmud Chacham, when you discuss a Rabba Muvuk, then he'll turns into qualitatively something else called Kibud V'mayrin. It turns into something different because of the relationship between you and him. And therefore, it becomes a new concept. You look at it inside. But that's what I'm saying. It's qualitatively, he wants to say it's different. Of course it's Kavod HaTorah, but he's the one who generates it. That's why you're chayiv to him. It's not just mitzvah lahadro. It's really more Torah. It's to the karkafta, the gavra of the rabba muvuk. It's mechayiv it. You look at the lashon lamaisa. Okay, it's a good point, but that's the vor. Yes, go ahead, Avram.
I'll say 2 points. First of all, could we say maybe the difference between the seder and the other case? Maybe that the seder, or maybe in general, let's say that it's me din the rav that like he has no right to be mochel the kavod because Hashem said that the kavod is for the rav. So he has no right to be mochel the kavod. But by the seder, there's a din of a seba chutz from the rav. So we still want the rav to be mochel, so he's not guide the dick in front of the rav. But we say that there he's allowed to. But over there, it's me din the rav that he doesn't have a shush from Hashem to.
I mean, you're saying that Seib is like a mitzvah, you mean? A Seib is a mitzvah, you mean? Whereas by Kavod, that's the whole essence, you're saying. Yeah. I hear you. It could be, it's a good svara. As you bring up a new svara, he says that if your father tells you to do an aveira, do you listen to him? No. There's no mitzvah to keep it aveira.
And why would you need rishus at all?
Right. So that's the difficult.
Just in the road, we still want rishus, so you don't look guy in the day.
Okay, could be. He wants to say it could be. It's an interesting thought, but Daniel's saying good to why you need to just. And what else? Go ahead.
And the other point I want to say is halacha lemaisa. I want to ask about the basic he said. What if you see like your rebbe in a mikveh? Like, is there? What's the dinner?
Not supposed to go in the mikveh when your rebbe's
so
a
sukkah. Let's say I was in the mikveh.
Daphnim dalu.
There was a specific case. I was in the mikveh in five towns, and one of my bayim walks into the mikveh. So. Is there something that you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to leave.
You're supposed to leave.
Kamar says, I'm
even if you're not wearing the clothes, you just walk.
No, you get dressed quickly and you don't leave.
I just wrapped up myself in my towel and walked out of the mikveh.
Rabbo Muvuk can be Michael Lamais on Kiwi Vamira.
So I'm saying, is that.
Well, but you're still Machuyev the Mechabedim, so you gotta leave. Okay, we got it, Clort. That's the Sugya here. Next Sugya. Next sugya, let's turn to Samach Amud Aleph, guys. Okay? Maybe we'll be able to start it. We'll finish it up on Sunday, maybe a little bit. I wanted to actually start the next Gemara, but let's see the Gemara. Samach Amud Aleph, Daniel. Let's see the bottom. Go ahead, Daniel. Read the Gemara. Actually, I'll read the Gemara. You do the Taisus. Ready? Tanya, you see it? By the two dots towards the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Rinus, Omer, Gonech, Yonek, Chalav, B'Shabbos. Person who's ill can actually... drink the milk out of a goat straight up its udders. My time yonik mefarik kalacher yad isn't milking on Shabbos also. Yeah, it, according to the 6-7 sheet, is what the malacha the rice is. It toichin is a mamachik. We learned it last year, but he's doing kalacher yad. Who puts their mouth on the udders? That's a kalacher yad. It's a shinui. Mamakom tzar lo goes rabbanim sick. So lamaisa am Rav Yosef lachar minus. We allow it. Next piece. Tani ish nachum ish galia. Says in the Brisa, Nachum Yish Galya Omer, Tzinor Sha'olu Bo Kaskasim, if you have a pipe that has a lot of sod in it or grass, Mamachin Baraglav, the Tzinit, the Shabbos, you can kick out the sod or grass in the pipe that's plugging it up, because it's going to wreck your house. Vena Choshish, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. My time, a Mesakin Kalacha Yadu, because you're doing it with your leg, it's a Shinui. Makam Seder Lo Gazabir Rabbanan, Amr Vyosa Locha Kenachum Yish Galya. Now, why does it say you have to do a Betzina here, privately? Rav Birkas Avram points out, why didn't it say the previous case, when you want to drink from the goat, why didn't it say Betzina? Birkas Avram makes that harder. Didn't say you had to do a Betzina when you drink from the goat. What's the answer? The answer is when the guy's a cholos, so we're much more makel. Number two, if anyone sees you drinking from the goat, they know that you're sick. It's clear that you're doing it for a reason. That's the Birkas Avram's beautiful diuk. Thought it was a beautiful diuk, Lamaisa. No one does it. Like, that's obviously you're doing it with Tzorach Refuah, so you don't have to do it, but seen. Okay. Toysis on the bottom, Daniel, go ahead. Let's go. Toysis on the bottom. Oh, you don't have it. Go ahead, Daniel, the other Daniel. I could say I really meant you, but I really meant Daniel in the back. Go ahead. Can't be guarded. You have to tell the truth. Go ahead. Mamachim Baraglov, go ahead.
Mamachim Baraglov, the son of Shabbos. Hada Amar Komachim Shasr Chachamim and Paint Maris Ha'ayim. Apilu Bechadri Chadarim Asr.
Oh! We have a cloud that anything's usher based on Maris Ayin. It's even usher in a private room. Go ahead.
I knew Dafka Be'isr Melacha Doraisa. Kimo Shotchan Bechama.
If you want to put a clothes on a clothesline, and that's a problem, Marsai, because people think you're doing laundry on Shabbos, which is a malacha d'oraisa, you cannot do it even in Mechadri Chadarim. Go ahead. Shem Yiru.
Shem Yiru, Yisavru, Shekib, Sam, Shabbos.
Because if they see it, they'll think that they're laundry on Shabbos. Avalhocha.
Valhocha, lo yiru el malacha, kilacha yad.
Here they only see kilacha yad. Davi what?
Davi derabanan, velo gizri rabanan, lasar Mechadri Chadarim.
Excellent. So here it's only a malacha kilacha yad. So what is Toysis Mechadish? Please get it down. That this klal of kol makom she'asher chachamim, mishum arasayin, afilu bechadri chadarim is asr, when no one can see you, is only by nisid yoraisa. By nisid rabanan, there's no din of chadri chadarim. Everyone got that? That's what Tysus says, beferishir. It's a very important Tysus. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. We won't finish the whole mile today, we'll finish on Sunday, but I want to just, that's what Tysus says, such an answer. Okay? Let's get it down. By Isid Rabbanon, Lamaisa, there is no din of Chadri Chadorim. Okay? Only by Nisid Yeraisa, but not by Nisid Rabbanon. The Ritva, right here, says our Gemara argues on Rav, and says there is no such concept, Dani, of Chadri Chadorim. Doesn't exist. We don't hold like it. Our Gemara is cholik on the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalim and Beis. So Macholik is a Tanoim, the end of Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav and Beis. Macholik is Samaroyim. Samach Talon Beis, whether Maris Ayin is also Bechadri Chadarim. We see from our Sugya Yossi that we paskin that what? We paskin there's no concept of Chadri Chadarim. Because it said Lomaisa, it said Betzini was Mutter, right? Who quotes this? The Ritva says like this. And does anyone paskin like this? The Ran and Beah quotes Rav Nisim Gon that paskins. We see from our Sugya we don't paskin like Rav, and therefore there's no concept of Chadri Chadarim. Now, if you say like Tyson, it's not a riot, because the Argamor is talking about Nisid Rabbanim, right? You follow what I'm saying? But the Rav Nisim Gon says there is no institution in the Din of Chadri Chadarim. And he brings a riot from Argamor. We'll see if we pass him like that. Now, there's three other chilukim I want you to get. But please get it down before we mention the three chilukim. You see clearly from the Ran, I want you to get this, that he holds by Yisurid Rabbanim there is a concept of Chadri Chadarim. We're going to see. So it's the Ran is cholik on our Tysus, but the Ran says, what's the difference? So he gets two chiluk. Number one, he says, if you're doing a Dvar Heter, Meir Simcha, if you're doing a Dvar Heter, and people think that you're doing an Isser, then it's Usser even Chadri Chadarim. But something that's Usser, and the Chum mattered it because of Hefsid, then obviously it's got to be Mutter Betzinin. They don't want to matter before Hesia, but they have to, they're mattering the Betzina. And if it's impossible to do Betzina, the Ran would say it's even mutter before Hesia.
This is the Ran?
This is the Ran, in Beya and in Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha says we don't accept that. In Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Tes, he says, Lo Kaim Elam Kain. So Nachamo. When is Chadri Chadarim Asur? When you're doing something Heter and they think it's Asur, so it's Asur Yimu Chadri Chadarim. But something that's Be'emesin Asur on the books, but the Chachamim mattered it based on Hefsid, so therefore you're allowed to do it Betzina. Because otherwise, where does the Chum's Heter ever come into play? And if you and Beferesi it'll be Usher. But if you couldn't do it Betzina, the only way to do it is Beferesi, we'd even matter that, says the Ran. On that, the Bir Halacha says we don't paskin like it.
With the whole thing? Or just the last
So that's
part?
The case here. The case here is it was a double osur. The chacham matir did, they kick you with your hand. You needed it because you don't want your osur to get destroyed. So they allowed a betzina, not before hesyon. And the Ran says, if you couldn't do a betzina, we'd even allow it before hesyon. That the Bir Halacha says we wouldn't pass on like.
Betzina, he says that is okay.
Right, but it was a dover usher, but they mastered it based on hefset. So that we don't ask for chaver chadarim.
Even Bir Halacha agrees with that?
No. Well, what the Bir Halacha doesn't agree with is if you, let's say you couldn't do it betzina.
That he says that.
The Ran says you could even do it before hesyon. On that point, the Bir Halacha says we don't pass on like. Okay? But that's the chiluk of the Ran. Okay. Then the Ran, Chidush Yeran in Ksubis, and the Ran of Be'ekot Yesh Omer, that says a different teretz. Let's get it. The different teretz is that it depends on what the people are thinking. If the people are choshed you, and if you would be doing what they think you're doing, it would taka be usher like laundry, then it's usher yim chadar chadar.
No, you and you're doing what they're
no. If they think you're doing something, even though I'm not necessarily doing it, but if I would be doing what they're thinking, it would taka be usher. Yes, usher diraisa. Then it's usher mechadar chadarim.
Isn't it classic Gemara Tanya? They think I'm doing an issue.
No, but I'll tell you why. Here I'm doing a dvar heter. They see what I'm doing. They think what I'm doing is usher, but in reality it's mutter to do it b'makom hefset to get rid of the sod on the pipe. They see what I'm doing. And they're right, but they think I'm doing an isser, but I'm really to have a heter. In that case, it's mutter bitzina. You follow the chiluk? In other words, in a case where I'm actually what? They're choshed me, and if I would be doing what that, I'm not doing that. But if I would be doing what they're thinking I'm doing, it would be asr, then it's asr mechadri chadarim. But in a case where they know what I'm doing, and they're right what I'm doing, they think what I'm doing is asr, but I'm really, what I'm doing is mutter, then there's no Isser B'Tzina.
That's not Mara Zion, that's just them not knowing.
Okay, but that's a chiluk in the Gemara. So in our case, they think I'm doing something wrong, I'm doing something right, so B'Tzina, I allow it. Whereas if I put my jacket in the bathtub to dry out, or the laundry room, that L'Chur is an Isser B'Chadar Chadar. I don't do it. You know, when you come home and you're soaked, the jacket, you know, a lot of people hang in the bathtub, well, that's Chadar Chadar. I don't hang it. I just put it on the porch. Lamaisa, so what? I don't hang it anywhere. So it's wet. The pashtus. Oh. The Ritvoy. We got to get the Chumash. The Ritvoy. The Ritvoy and Shabbos HaMachtal and Beis says, since he did a Kelachar Yad, he wasn't miscavin to it. So even if they see it, there's not so much Chashad. So they matter if it's seen it. But you see from the Ran that he holds Chadar Chadarim applies to his Sudra Ramon. That's why he's got to give these Chilukim. He argues on the Tosh. Now, how do we pass on the Shaila? Then we got to get the Chumash. Ledina, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Simon Shin Aleph, Sifkot and Kuf Samachay. Again, Shin Aleph, Sifkot and Kuf Samachay, and the Bir Halacha Dir Maskel Chadrei passes like Tosh and Rosh and Shabbos that in Issa the Rabbanon, there is no Issa Marsayin Bitsina. There's no Chadar Chadarim by Issa the Rabbanon. That's the way we paskin. If it's Marsayin and Nisud Rabbanon Zodin Chadar Chadarim, if no one can see me. So let's say I have my wife makes me a chicken sandwich, really hot. It's Yatso lettuce bowl, chicken for lunch. Kabaltic, must be hungry, and she, I don't know, and looks like this cheese. She wraps it in a cheese wrapper. Cheese wrapper looks like there's a chicken cheese sandwich melted. You know, it's Nisud Rabbanon chicken and cheese, but I'm in my office. No one can see it. Plus the fact he says, like Rav Nissim Gon, that there's no issur of Mara Sayin at all, b'chadri chadarim. So he has that as a sniff.
How do you define chadri chadarim? Is it like?
Yeah, no one can see it. No one can see it. We'll talk about on Sunday whether your family is considered to be chadri chadarim, if your family can see it. Okay, but I want you to get this down, guys. We'll get to the Shiloh. I gave you the rush. The Tosh is by us. That's why this is a very important sugya. Lamaisa, I wanted to show with you the rush. Lamaisa. The Rosh is in Shabbos, Pirchav Beis, Simen Tes. Halacha Lamais. The Rosh says it, there's no din of Chadri Chadarim like our Taisis, okay? All right, let's get the Chumash, we'll pick it up. A few points we got to do on that Gadat, and also finish up Mara Sayin. Then if we have time, we'll go weiter, and then we always do a Halachic concept. Okay. So Lamais, okay. So let's get to the Parsha. Parsha is by Eira, the Akedah. It's a good week to start saying it. I think we mentioned last week the Chassam Sofer about Novi, remember? Didn't we distinguish between the episode between Paro and Avimelech? It says, Ki Novi Hu. think we did. Remember we said if Chasam Sofer says that Paro would have lived with Sarah, it was an Ashish, but she was raped, right? She was still would have been Mutterdom, right? But after Malkitzedek made Avram a Koyen, now if Avimelech would have lived with her, she would have been Usher. So it says Navihu, he knew Benavua that she wasn't touched. Okay. It says in the parsh of Yita Eshel. Says in the Chumash Vita, she planted an Eshel tree. What does Eshel mean? Achil Eshtiyah Vilaviyah. Achnasus Orchim means to have people over sometimes and it's not easy to have. That's the real mitzvah. And it means Achil Eshtiyah Vilaviyah. You have to give them, offer lodging and also allow them out of the house. The Maharal says it's very critical to show that he's part of a tzibor. That's how they got Rufa happened. When no one showed directions to the guy. Kozanish says you have to walk Arba Amos. He has a something about an apartment. Do you have to go four Amos outside the apartment building or just the apartment? To that degree, it's a mitzvah. So there was a big vir in Vilna. We had people over. But his house burnt down. They asked the Gaon, what happened? He says, Ve'yita Eshel. He gave him food and drink, but he was a malava. Take away the lamed, it's Esh. Malamed means malava, lodging if they need it, and also being malava them out of the house. Achnosis Orchim, the ikar is when it's not easy for to have a particular person, let's say, or time. Okay. Also, let's point out, there is an amazing chiddush in the din of Lamazeh Sachakat Sarah. Hashem got angry at Sarah that she laughed. Why didn't she get angry? Why didn't he get angry at Avram when he laughed? What's the hesbah? Says the Meshech Chochmah. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that says when you hear a nevuah from a Navi, it can never change. It's for the good. If it's for the good, it'll never change. Hashem told Avram to tell Sarah the news about the boy being born. She heard it from a Navi. She had no right to laugh. Because it was not going to change. It was a good thing. She had a chutzpah. However, who did Avram hear it from? Hashem. If you hear it from Hashem, it can change. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Yaakov Yinu Shem Yigro Machet. If you hear it from Hashem, your chatoim could change the good thing. So that's why Hashem didn't get angry at Avram. You heard of Vort? Meshechach is Mazar based on the Rambam. That's the concept of Shem Yigro Machet. Also, it says, the Pnim Yekarim, the Medrash says, HaMechasani Avram, Hashem says to Avram, Hashem says, I can't keep the news away from him what I'm going to do to Sodom. HaMechasani Mi Avram, the Medrash says, I gave him even Erev Tavshilin. I gave him Erev Echatzeris. How can I not tell him this? What does it have to do with stone and this? You can't make an Erev Chatzeris out of water and salt. Why not? Because water, the flood happened, and salt because of Sodom. That's exactly what the Medrash meant. The Medrash said, I gave him Erev Chatzeris. Avram knows how to do Erev Chatzeris. I told him the dinim. So part of the dinim Erev Chatzeris, you can't use salt. So I have to tell him what's going to be with stone. That's what the Pnimim Yekarim says, pshat in the Medrash. Now, Lamaisa, the Ramban is a very important pshat here. We're all given Yisyonis. And the Ramban purports that Hashem only gives a Nisayon to someone who has the potential to fulfill it. Only if someone has the potential to fulfill it will Hashem give a Nisayon. By definition, if you're giving that Nisayon, you have the potential to fulfill it. Hopefully you will. Nisa is like a banner, a flag. You have that ability. And the truth is, this Nisayon was unbelievable. Because where do we learn the din of Amadom al-Chamor? Where do we learn this din from? Right here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you biologically have two sons. But I want you to know, Pi Alochet, Yishmael is not your son. Because Hagar was a Shifcha Knainis. Even Rabbi Yochanan says, Yotze Puruvu, when you're going. But by a Shifcha Knainis, you're not Yotze. Ein Chiyas. You have no son except who? Yitzchak. And you're mechuyev to kill him. Imagine that. That's what Davka the Beis HaLevi says we learn the din right now. That's Dafka where I was learning Shulachem Damadamachor right now. His only son, his legacy, would not continue what he's espousing monotheism, what they are doing, pagans killing their kids. He's asked to do it, and he does it. Atayadati kirei lukimata, says the Gaon. What do you mean atayadati? He's passed other tests. Now we know he's God-fearing, he's able to do, he's going to willing to do this. This is the first son he's told to do against his will. Not against his will, against his nature. He was a kind person. He's asked to destroy his son, and despite that, he's going to do it. That's what the Gaon says, now I know you're a lukimata. No matter what Hashem says, you do it. Not because your nature is you're nice. You're willing to do this even. And do you know what the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says? The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says he actually killed him. He was shechted him. And Hashem did Tchias HaMeisim. That's what the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says. He actually shechted him. And the Emunasi Techas Masv the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that he needed to die because he was sterile. Yitzchak was sterile. When Hashem did Tchias HaMeisim, he now gave him the ability to give birth and the legacy would continue. The most horrific thing, Avraham Avinu espoused monotheism, creates a whole new world. And his legacy is going to be destroyed. And he destroys him. Out of this horrific catastrophe, we find now Yitzchak is given the ability himself to have kids and the legacy will continue. That's a Musar Haskell, guys. The most horrific thing, great things can come out of it. Everything Hashem creates is good. It's not easy always. That means, as the Patek Rav says, in the future, the bad thing will become good. There's a higher madrig of Gamzul Tov, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's for a higher madrig of Tzadikim, that even when the bad thing is happening, you can see the good. The Gemara in the Brachos with the Bekivit, when everything was blowing out, he can even see the good at that time. That's a high madrig. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. But he does quote Command Amr from the Tavu Dovid. That's what this Chiddush of the... That's the Akedah. That's what, Rebbe, you ask me, why do you Shulchan Aruch says Akedah? To instill this in us. The Shulchan Aruch. But also this concept of what? You have to have the Amun and Bitochen, even in amongst a terrible thing, good will come out of it. The Pirkei Rabbi says, he taka shechted it. Memele. This is the Pshat Lamaisa. Of the Nisayan. This was fulfilling the Nisayan. And this is the Chiddush that we have. The Maisa, because we do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do it because it fits into our personalities. That's what we're striving for. And to Yitzchak, this was not even a Nisayan. Can you imagine it? It's a Nisayan for Avraham. Hello, King, he says Avraham. But it's not a Nisayan for who? For Yitzchak. To Yitzchak, this was a Davar Poshut. That's even a more of an amazing thing. That it wasn't even a Nisayan. Can you imagine it? But this is the allegiance they had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to try to build ourselves up to try to have all the time. That the fulfillment of the Torah and the mitzvahs is that we have this amun and bitachon, that it becomes natural. That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we do, not because it fits us, not because we have the audacity to say, oh, I'll do this thing, Hashem will forgive you. Forgive me. How can you say such a thing? Hashem is not a vachin. He doesn't give up things. He stands everything. But we have to realize that's what Maisa Av Simim upon him is. And the behavior of the Anshe Sdom was not acceptable. The riches that they presented and they conveyed to people, they had to be destroyed. They had to be destroyed. And that's why Avram says, Lord, I cannot be around you. He didn't alienate him. He said, you're still my nephew. But if there's people that are going to hurt you ruchnius-wise, you cannot stay around them. You can't sit next to a guy who constantly talks to you during davening. Move your muckle. Be open with him. Tell him, I just cannot talk anymore. I'll still be your friend. But we cannot talk. I cannot sit next to you. That's what Avraham Avinu says to Lot. And you know who are the best friends you find in the Parsha? We'll close with this. It's Aner Eshkol V'Mamre. What does Rashi say in the beginning of the Parsha? He took Eitzah with them. Should he do the mitzvah of Milah? Took. That's what Rashi says. He took Eitzah with them. Says Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal Chas Shalom. Of course Avraham Avinu is going to do it. What do you mean she took Eitzah with them? As the Sefer HaChinuch says, the mitzvah of Milah is a physical demarcation. He would now be different than them. They didn't do the Milah. He says to them, listen, I don't know if we're still going to be friends. I want to be friends with you. But I'm going to be different. And they say back to him, you're our friend. We're machasik you. We'll be there with you. Despite the fact they're different. That's what it means. They encouraged him. Of course Avraham Avinu was going to do it. But they were the best chaverim. He encouraged them. That's what it means. And maybe they were together because they were good people. But look, Avraham Avinu couldn't be with. It's a Musar Haskel for us as well, guys. For Ben Avraham Makom, our allegiance to Hashem, and Ben Avraham Chaveru as well. To make choices, to make decisions, to have the courage to realize what is right and what is wrong, and not to be a follower. That's what Aner Eshkol Mamre is. They weren't what? They were going to be friends. They weren't going to do Milu, but they were still going to be Chaverim. They each made their own decision, but they're Machazik. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to internalize the messages, both in the area of Ben Amal Makom and Ben Amal Chaverim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll continue on Sunday. It's Dav Minchit. It's Dav Riyomi. Danny went down. Dav Riyomi?
Yeah, great.
Yes. Good shot.
Daniel,
good shot.
Dominic
already?
No, but I have a test right now.
Okay, but make sure you dominate because you know skiers early.